All right, if you got your Bibles, turn over to John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12. Look at a verse that's been on my heart the last few weeks. I was listening to preaching this past week, and I don't think you can ever get enough preaching. I don't. Maybe some of y'all think that when you hear me preach, but I don't think you can get enough of it. I was listening to some this past week, though. I believe it was on Monday night. And a preacher made one statement in that message, and that's where the Lord gave me, He put a message on my heart. And so John chapter number 12 and verse number 32, if you're there, say amen. Amen. John chapter 12, verse 32, we'll give you this thought, and then we'll go fellowship, amen. We do have a teen challenge tonight, if anybody's interested in going. I do know that we need some ladies that can go, and if you can come a few times and get used to being there. The first few times you come, you don't have to do anything. But if you come, you can pray for us. And once you get comfortable with it, if you want to try to help us with the altars and things like that, that'd be good. But I do know we need some more folks to go. So teen challenge. The next Sunday afternoon, we've got the nursing home ministry. And so we'll be taking the bus up there to Aniana for the nursing home ministry next Sunday. We'll meet up here at the church at 5 and leave. And head up there for a service at 6 o'clock. And so we try to get there about 5:30 or so we can go around all the rooms and invite the folks to come to the service. And they're excited about it. And hopefully we can get some of these guys to bring their instruments and play and sing and preach. And it'll be a good time. And I know they'll enjoy it. And we'll enjoy it also. Amen. And I know they don't mind seeing the kids too. They love seeing kids. Now, they might scare the kids. But it'll be all right. It's ministry training. Amen. John chapter 12. I'm just going to read one verse. Went back and I was thinking about reading more the other verses here, but I just want to read one verse here and then get to the message. The Bible says in John chapter 12, verse 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This is the Lord Jesus Christ talking here. And he said, "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for being a great God and a great Savior. We thank you for being a friend, God, and I thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for the testimonies of the ladies that went to the meeting. Father, I pray, God, that it make an everlasting impact in their life. And Lord, I pray for the choir, Lord, I thank you for them, Father, for singing, and thank you for mercy. I pray, Lord, you bless this message this morning. And God, I pray that you are lifted up. I pray that you are magnified and exalted, Father, and that you'll get all the glory, the praise, and the honor. In your name we pray, amen. Jesus Christ makes this simple statement right here, but yet it is a statement that needs to be wrung out in all the churches all across the world, is the fact that Jesus Christ needs to be lifted up. He needs to be lifted up. He needs to be magnified. He needs to be exalted. And if we're not doing that, then we're missing the boat, amen? We're missing the whole purpose of the thing. And I want to preach for a few minutes this morning on just lift him up. He needs to be lifted up. Very first thing we see there, I want to point out a few things. First of all, we see the who. The who. And he says, "And I," Jesus Christ talking. Can I tell you this morning that it is all about him? It's all about, you say that all the time, but we have to constantly be reminded it's all about him. John 14:6, Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There's no other solution. There's no other answer but the Lord Jesus Christ. They ladies went to the meeting, and the theme of it was about having a relationship with him, that I may know him. Why? Because he's the answer. It's not another social club. It's not another different kind of activity or anything else. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and him being lifted up and him being magnified. And he started off this phrase by saying, "And I." That's the who, amen? Amen. We don't need to look at anybody else this morning except for at him. We can see other people, and praise God for men and women that love God. And these ladies talked about the speakers that were there, and Miss Sarah was telling me about it, and thank God for those ladies. But you know what? They failed miserably if they didn't get everybody to look at Jesus. There's nothing wrong with following a man as long as he's pointing you to Jesus Christ. But that man will fail you. Eventually, I'll fail you. I'll disappoint you. Amen. I probably have a time or two already. But you know, amen. That's not the time to amen. Amen. But I will, and I know that. I'm fallible, amen. But I tell you who's perfect and who's wonderful. And in my life, all I want to try to do is point people to Jesus Christ. And if they can see me and they know I'm not perfect and they know that I mess up and all those things, that's fine. But as long as I can try to say, hey, Jesus is the answer this morning. Jesus Christ started off this by saying, and I. You know what? It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're going to get help in our home and in our family, and ladies are going to get help and men are going to get help, it's going to be by a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Not another program, not another thing. And thank God for programs and thank God for some of these things. But I tell you what, if those things are not pointing people to Christ, then all it's doing is putting a Band-Aid on something that's never going to go away. Because Jesus Christ is the solution. He is the answer. He is the I am. Amen. He said, and I. Back there in the Old Testament with Moses, when Moses said, Who shall I say sent me? He said, I am that I am. You know what he told Moses? He said, I'm going to hand you a checkbook and I'm going to leave the thing blank, and whatever you need, that's exactly what you put down. If you need a doctor, I'll be a doctor. If you need a lawyer, I'll be a lawyer. If you need a mother, I'll be a mother. If you need a father, I'll be a father. I am that I am. Whatever you need this morning, that's exactly what He'll be. We, as a child of God, must lift Him up. We must exalt Him. And I'm all for doing things and activities, and we're going to have them and all those kind of things. We're going to have a silver sheep supper, amen, and do those things. And I like fellowshipping and all that, but this thing is about the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever it comes time for church, we have singing and we have testimonies and we have preaching, and all of it should just come down to the focus of Him. Amen. We do all those things for Him. The Sunday school lesson, the preaching, the teaching, everything we do, the offering in the back, all of it is for the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can lift Him up. Amen. It bothers me sometimes to see these people that get up and sing. And they'll get up and all they're singing is, look at me. Amen. The ladies will get up and they'll have a ring on every finger. They'll have all this jewelry on and they're singing and they're doing their hands and they're doing all these things. And you know what that is? Look at me, look at me, look at me. Amen. And it ought to be, look at the Lord Jesus Christ. When we sing, we get up and sing, and I believe the folks that sing in here do that. They'll get up and sing, and all they're wanting to do, they're not wanting to be loud. They don't want all the attention. All they want you to do is see the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the right way to do it. He said, and I. It's all about Him. Not only do we see the who, but we also see the what. He said, and I, if I be lifted up. He's the answer this morning, but if we don't lift Him up, it's not going to do us any good, right? We know that Jesus Christ is the answer. We know that He is the solution, but if we don't lift Him up and we don't magnify Him, He's not going to help anybody. Y'all have heard it said, the illustration of having the cure to cancer. If you have the cure to cancer, you'd want to share it with everyone. And if you just kept it to yourself, that'd be an awful thing. Well, I tell you what, Jesus Christ is much better than the cure to cancer. He's the cure to eternal damnation. He's the cure to eternal hell. He's the cure for sin. He's the cure for it all. And we know Him. He said, and I, if I be lifted up. Now, I know doctrinally what this verse is talking about Him being hung up on the tree on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And we know that that's what that's talking about. But spiritually speaking, in our life, He said, and I, if I be lifted up. You know what He's trying to tell us, Brother Richie? If you'll just lift Him up, if you'll just magnify Him in your life, if your life and your testimony and your being would just lift up Jesus Christ. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but then He can do the work. But we have to lift Him up. He said, if I be lifted up. I'm gonna tell you this morning. Somebody has to do it. Somebody's got to lift him up. Jesus Christ was on this earth and he walked around and he did the work and he preached about the kingdom to come and those disciples preached, but he's not here anymore in person. Do you know how he's here right now? He's living in me. You know why I know he's alive? Because he's living right inside of here. Amen. Somebody has to lift him up. Somebody has to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what I want to say? I want to say, let me be that person to do it. You know what you need? You know what church we want to be? We want to say, let me be the one to magnify him. Let me be the one to lift him up. Let me be the one to exalt him. Y'all know what our purpose is? It's not to consume air and consume food. That's not our purpose for living. Amen. Let me read you a verse real quick. I don't want to misquote it. Revelation chapter 4, verse number 11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." We are created to praise Him. We're created to magnify Him. We're created to exalt Him. And so we ought to do it. He said, "And I, if I be lifted up." We've got to lift Him up, folks. We're going out soul winning. You know what we're doing? We're not pushing an agenda. We're not pushing White Oak Independent Baptist Church. We're trying to push a Savior. We're trying to push a solution, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. If I be lifted up, somebody has got to do it. And I'm telling you right now, it's sad that in the percentage of so-called Christians in this country, Christ is not being lifted up. Do you know what's being magnified and lifted up? Programs. Social clubs. Amen. I know we joke about our men's small group out here, our coffee men's small group. But if I hear small group one more time, I think I'm going to pull my hair out. Amen. I was at the vet, and a lady was sitting there, and she looked over at another lady and goes, "Are you in my small group?" And I'm sitting there thinking, well, man, it must not be very small if you don't know she's in the group anymore. Amen. What happened there? But they got to talking back and forth about, no, I'm not in your small group. I'm in this small group, and I was in this small group, and all these kind of things. And they're pushing all these things. Well, I'm telling you what, we need to be pushing the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be magnifying Him. Every bit of our Sunday school material, every bit of our preaching material, every bit of anything we do at this church ought to be based on the Word of God, and it ought to be pushing the Word of God and magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ and lifting Him up. We do not need any more programs. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "And I, if I be lifted up." That's the answer. He's got to be lifted up. But He gives the thing, the statement. He said, "If I be lifted up." He can't do it. Amen. He's got to have somebody to lift Him up and magnify Him. He'll find, hey, you know what the Bible says? He said that He would cause the rocks to cry out. I don't want no stinking rock out praising me. Amen. I want to be the one to tell somebody about Jesus, not a rock. We see the who and the what. Look at the where. Where are we supposed to do it? He said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth." You say, where do I got to do it, Brother Andrew? Everywhere. Where does Christ need to be lifted up? Everywhere we go. Amen. The Bible says there in Luke 14, 23, "And the Lord said unto the servants, Go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." We got to go everywhere. You say, we need to go out in the streets. Amen. This world needs to hear about a Savior. It is a tragic thing for us as a child of God to spend any amount of time with another person without them not hearing about Christ. I'm not talking about at your workplace. And if you're on break time, witness away. But that man's paying you to work, you got to work, amen? He's paying you to do a job, he's not paying you to witness. Now, if you can do it while you're working and it be okay and you're not robbing the man, then do it, amen? But he's not paying you to do that. But everywhere we go, if we're at a gas station and somebody's standing next to us and they go, "Man, it sure is hot out here." And you say, "Yeah, it is hot." And as conversation strikes up, we ought not leave without telling them about Jesus Christ. Because you know what? You know what you can tell them? "Oh, man, it's hot, but it's not as hot as hell's going to be. And I'm glad I'm not going there." Hey, speaking of hell, if you were to die, do you know where you're going? He said, well, I wish I did, but I don't know. You know, there's a lot of people, Brother Philip, they say, I don't know. But I can tell them that I do know. You can tell them I do know. Why? Because 1 John 5:13 says that I can know that I have eternal life. I can know that. And can I take the Bible and show you how you can have that eternal life? And I'm telling you what, we got to lift Him up and magnify Him. You know what's sad? We'll sit there and be, oh yeah, it is hot. I wish I was out on lake fishing. And then you sit and talk. Next thing you know, you leave and you go down the road and Christ was never magnified one time. He was never lifted up one time. The Holy Spirit was never able to do any work. You said, I can't talk to them. Hey, but you know what? You say, I'm shy and I can't talk to them. Say, hey, before I leave, can I give you something to read? And, you know, you have a blessed day and you head on your way. You say, well, that says White Oak Independent Baptist Church. I know, but this side says the Bible way to heaven. Amen. Give them that side, the Bible way to heaven. He's got to be lifted up, folks. He's got to be magnified. And you know where we do it? We're going to do it in the streets. We're going to do it out there. Praise the Lord. We got to magnify Him. Not only in the streets, but I threw this one in there in the day and age we live in. We need to magnify Him on social media. If you've got it, amen. If you don't have it, you're better off. That's just the truth. But if you've got it, you know what you need to do? You need to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me say this. If you're going to put pictures, half-naked pictures on there, amen, or wearing some crazy tight yoga pants or something on there, don't put nothing about our church on there. Don't do it. Put the First Baptist on there. Amen, but don't. Amen, y'all right? Don't do that. If you're going to quote country songs on there, or you're going to like and share things with people cussing in it, then don't put our church name anywhere on it. But you shouldn't have those things on there anyway. All right? But you know what you ought to do with your social media? You ought to magnify Christ. If you're going to have it and you got a lot of followers, why don't you lift them up? Why don't you get on there and say, hey, here's the message we heard today. Here's the preaching. Hey, here's a song God laid on my heart. Hey, let me tell you about a Savior. You say, well, people won't like me anymore. They'll unfriend me. Well, you don't need them anyway. Lift Him up. Magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, He is more important than our reputation of trying to be cool. I'd rather have Him than anything. Amen. I like having friends, acquaintances, but I'd much rather have the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. I'd rather have His blessings. We need to magnify Him in the streets. We need to magnify Him on social media. We need to lift Him up. If you got it, you better use it for His glory and honor. We need to magnify Him in the schoolhouse. Amen. I know some of you are homeschooled, and there's some that go to school. You know what we ought to do? Wherever we go, we ought to lift Him up. Whether we're in the schoolhouse or the workhouse, we need to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ and lift Him up. He needs to be exalted, amen? He said, if I be lifted up. What's so sad is I don't think He's being lifted up today like He ought to be. That's the purpose of our church, is to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. We're a part of His bride, man. We're a part of the church, and He died for the church, and He loves the church, and the church, in return, is shunning Him instead of magnifying Him and lifting Him up. Man, I'd like it to be known of our church. They say, well, they don't sing perfect, and they don't preach perfect, and they don't do a lot of things perfect, but I tell you what, they love God. Amen. I'd like it to be known of our church that we love the Lord, and we want to tell everybody about Him. Amen. He needs to be lifted up in the streets, in the schoolhouse, social media, at the workhouse. You know where else He needs to be lifted up? The sanctuary. The Bible says in Psalms 150 verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. If you will not praise Him in here and you won't lift Him up in here, you're not going to do it out there. You're not going to do it. Why? You'll have some other people amening with you in here. You'll have some other people praising in here. You'll have some other people lifting Him up in here. And if you won't do it in here, you're not going to do it out there. Hey, He needs to be praised and worshipped. There ought not ever be one person come to this church, amen, a visitor or whoever that comes to this church that stays through an entire service and leaves that somebody doesn't ask them about where they're going to spend eternity. If we do, we miss the boat. We have failed. Amen? I mean, they walked right into the hospital. They walked through the doors of the hospital and sat down on the pew, amen, on the bed, and God's word did a work. And you say, well, they didn't come to the altar. I'm telling you, they shouldn't be able to leave without somebody saying, hey, is there anything I can pray with you about? If you were to die, are you sure where you'll spend eternity? If he can't be lifted up in here, then he's not going to be lifted up anywhere, amen? He's got to be lifted up. If anybody ever comes through those doors, man, and you say they're a visitor, well, they're just looking for money or they're just looking for that. Hey, there's needy people. They're looking for something. Amen. What they don't know is they need Jesus. And how are they going to know unless we tell them? He's got to be lifted up. He needs to be lifted up in the streets, in the schoolhouse, on social media, the workplace, the sanctuary. Everywhere you go, Jesus Christ ought to be lifted up. You know, you could do it at Walmart. Believe it or not, you could do it on 65. Amen. We know sign language now. Jesus, what's love? Love? All right, Jesus loves you. Amen. I said, what is this guy doing driving down the road? They're giving you the bird, you're saying Jesus loves you. But in order to do that, you got to be able to drive with your knees real good. You could do it in Walmart. Person having a horrible day, they're sitting there and they're grumpy or whatever, and you know, you get up there, and instead of you being grumpy, they say, how are you doing today? And you know they don't mean it because they don't want to hear how you're doing. They don't care how you're doing. You know what you could say? God's been good. It doesn't really matter how my day's been. God's been good. Amen. And you know what? You leave and they're sitting there thinking, wow. You know what? You left with them thinking about God. And then they might say, well, they have something I don't have. And surely, when you said that and you left, that you walked on out and they said, man, I don't have what they have. I wonder what this is about. Well, I'm working. I can't look at it now. And they'll stick it in their pocket. Later on, they'll get home that night and they'll pull it out and they'll look at it and say, well, there's something that guy had that I didn't have. There's something different. Instead of saying, man, that guy was a jerk. Amen. Get down to the restaurant. I'm telling you what, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's not going to be right. You go to a restaurant, something's going to be wrong. The food's going to be wrong. It's going to be the wrong temperature. They're going to bring out the wrong. You're going to order fish, and it's going to come out chicken. Amen. It's not going to be right. But we leave out of there with an attitude and all those things, and they know we just came out of church, and Christ isn't magnified one bit. Every time Jesus Christ came upon controversy, he still magnified the Father. He still lifted up the Father. Yes, it's not about us. He said, and I. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Not Brother Andrew, not you. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, we've got to lift him up. I gave you the who, the what, the where, the how. Say, so how do I lift him up, Brother Andrew? Well, for starters, you can lift him up with your tongue. What's that? You telling somebody about him. The tongue can do a whole lot of damage, but it can do a whole lot of good also. We can praise God. We can worship him. Hey, there's nothing wrong with getting vocal on praising God. Amen. In the church house, you can say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. You can get out there in front of people and you can tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and you can lift him up and you can magnify him. The tongue has done so much damage. The tongue has done tremendous damage in churches and people all over the place. And it's about time the tongue start doing good again. Amen. Brother Heitch, have you ever met somebody? I know you probably have in your years of ministry that you could look back and say, you know what? That man never said one negative thing about anybody. Amen. I know a man named Earl Hughes. He never said, if anybody started, like me and Brother Hunter started talking about Brother Johnny over here, he would get up and walk off. I'm not doing it. You know what he did? That man is known for just magnifying Christ. Just lifting up. You say, I don't know who he is. Brother Bowen does. Hey, I'm telling you what, he was a man that magnified the Lord Jesus Christ. You never heard him complain. You never heard him gripe. You never heard him argue with anybody. He wasn't going to do it. It's just about the Lord Jesus Christ. And was he magnified and was he lifted up? And I tell you what, he's up there with them now rejoicing with Jesus Christ. He's in heaven now. But I tell you what, man, our tongue does so much damage. It's about time we get away from all that and the gossiping and complaining and whining and crying and get back to just lifting up Christ. You say, well, it's not fair and this and that. Do you know what's fair? Let me tell you what's fair. What's fair is for you to be in hell right now. That's what's fair. You want just, and you want something that should be, and you want it just right, and this is how it should be, and you want fair. Fair is for us to be in hell this morning. But mercy walked in. And when we deserved hell, and we deserve to be not where we're at today, I don't deserve my wife. I don't deserve my family. I don't deserve to be in this church, but Jesus. Some point or another, He was lifted up in my life. There were some preachers, Brother Cody. I had some parents that lifted Him up. And there came a time in my life where I said, I want Him. Amen. There were some men in my life and some women that they pointed me to Christ, and I said, they got something I don't, and I want that. And you know what they did? They lifted up Christ. Amen. How many people are not sitting in church today because somebody ran their mouth about them? Because somebody used their tongue for damage. Because somebody used their tongue. The Bible talks about in James about the tongue being the fire that set hell on fire. Amen? And our tongues can ruin people. And it's done it. There's people not sitting in church today because somebody said something. They thought they were being a help. Maybe not. I don't know. But they thought they were. And I understand people get offended for some of the dumbest reasons sometimes. And some of them are legit reasons or whatever the case might be. And they got their own walk with God. And they need to understand it's about Christ and not about them also. But don't be the tongue that gets them gone. You know what? Our tongue needs to be, it needs to be encouraging. It needs to magnify the Lord. It needs to lift up Jesus Christ. Our kids ought to want to come to church because the parents are excited about church. Our kids ought to desire and be excited about praying and excited about church and excited about the Bible because mama and daddy are excited about it because we're trying to lift up Christ. Man, I'd love to have a church full of folks. And it's a great crowd this morning. Say, man, I want to go to church. Why? Because He's going to be lifted up and I'm going to be encouraged and strengthened. And I want to lift Him up. And then we go out in the world and we lift Him up to other people so that they can see Jesus. How are you going to do it? You're going to do it with your tongue. You're going to tell people about Him. You know how else you're going to do it? With your testimony. You say, what's your testimony? That's your life. How you live your life. Going back to social media, man, you tell a lot about yourself when you get on there. You tell a lot about your vanity. You know how much somebody loves themselves if you go look on social media. They want to change their hair color, and what would I look like a celebrity, and what would I look like this, and what would I look like this, and what would I look like as the opposite gender? Amen. God help us. I don't know how people have time to be on there as much as they do. They must not have a job or a real life. Amen. Get on there. But that tells a whole lot about you. You know, there are some people on there that every time you look at it, they've got a verse. They've got a verse on there about God. They've got something that says about pointing people to Jesus Christ. Or every time you get on there, they say, man, the message last Sunday. And they'll give what God gave them. Or they'll get on there and they'll say, my devotion today. You say, well, there's not a lot of likes and there's not a lot of shares. Oh, who cares? That just tells you what kind of friends you got. You post something silly on there, something vain of vanity, and you'll have a million likes. You know what? Because you care so much about yourself, you want to get all those likes. That's what it boils down to. I mean, they got all the I like it, or I like this, or I'm angry, or all these emotions that are on there. Hey, what about lifting up Christ? Well, you're not going to get a lot of likes. Who cares? You'll get somebody that likes it. Amen. How are you going to how do we lift Him up? With our tongue, with our testimony. That's how we're going to lift Him up. With some tenacity. What's that? Hey, I don't care what anybody thinks about it. I'm going to lift Him up. I'm going to magnify Him. Well, it might make them mad. Well, they need to hear about Jesus Christ. Because you know what, Brother Terry? I'd rather you be mad at me and end up getting saved and staying out of hell than me worried about your feelings and you die and go to hell. We have family that we're afraid to talk to about Jesus Christ. We're afraid to magnify Christ. Why? We don't want to offend them. I don't want them burning in hell. Amen. I've got family in my life that I try to stand up and stand for truth and say, we're not doing this. We're not going there. We're not participating. Why? Because it is against God's word and we're not doing it. And the family gets mad. Well, guess what? Years later, they end up coming around, and then next thing you know, they're asking you to pray for them. And next thing you know, because you stood your ground and you stayed with God, and they realize they needed what you had. The man, eventually they get saved. You pray for them. Don't stop praying for them and asking God. But I'm telling you what, we need some tenacity in lifting him up. He is the answer. People come out, they say, I know how you can make $1 million. And man, they're all proud. I'm telling you what, I know the Lord Jesus Christ. I know the Creator of the heaven and earth. I personally know him. Amen. I don't personally know Donald Trump. But I know the Creator of the heaven and earth. Brother Zane, he created everything so that these guys, all these billionaires, could make their inventions that they made all this money on. God, none of them could do it without God. And I know God. That's a pretty good person to know. Amen. The one that guides the hands of these doctors, the great physician, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. I know him. And he's got to be lifted up. He needs to be lifted up in our marriage. I tell you what, it's hard to fight with your wife or with your husband when y'all are praying together. It's hard to stay mad at them when you're praying for them together. Amen. When you're doing devotions with your family, I encourage everybody, do devotions. You ought to read the Bible as a family, even if it's one verse, and pray every day. He's got to be lifted up. If you don't lift him up, the world will overshadow him. And man, would it be a tragedy for kids to grow up in this church and to get older on in life and they care more about the world than they do Jesus. You know what that's going to say? I didn't lift him up enough. I didn't make him important. I didn't make church important. Man, I want my kids to know church is important. Growing up, there was never one Sunday, never, that I got up and said, are we going to church? That never happened. We never asked that question. We actually had to do some major convincing not to go if we were sick. I mean, there better be bodily fluids coming out every 10 minutes for me not to go to church. Amen. But it was made that important to me. And today, church is my life. You're the pastor. It doesn't matter. Before I started pastoring, church was my life. Everything the church had going on, we would put our schedule around that. Why? It's that important. Christ died for the church. Is that not important? He's got to be lifted up, though. But it's sad, man. There's churches everywhere. There's kids everywhere. As soon as they get of age, they go do whatever because church was not made important. Christ was not made important. He wasn't lifted up and exalted. You say, well, there's times where he was lifted up. They have to make a decision, but they'll never forget that. They'll never forget it. Just like that prodigal son, when he left and he got off there, he got out. And he got out in the world, and that pig slime, and he was eating all that pig food and all those things, and he remembered the Father's house. You raise them, they might leave, but they won't forget. Amen. With your tongue, with your testimony, your tenacity. Let me give you this last thing. We see the who, the what, the where, the how. Let me give you the why. Why? Why should we lift him up? Y'all still there in that verse? He said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. He said, why do we do it, Brother Andrew? Jesus Christ wants to be lifted up and magnified so that he could draw all men unto himself. He's the answer. I tell you what, there's people out there that are lost, and if something was to happen tragic in their life right now, they're going to die and go to hell. And Jesus Christ wants to save them. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Amen. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they going to know that, Brother Philip, unless we tell them? How is he going to draw them unless somebody tells them, unless somebody lifts up Jesus? How are they going to know that he's the answer? There's people out there, they might be saved, but they're hurting. They're going through things in their life. They're going through deep depressions. They're going through awful things. And Jesus is the answer. But how are they going to know that, Brother Terry, unless we lift them up? How are they going to know unless we tell them Jesus Christ will help you? If we pray and ask God to help them, and we pray and pray with them and magnify the Lord. He said, why do we do all this? So that Christ can be magnified, so that he can do the work. Why do we bring our kids? Why are we going to go to 3 youth camps and youth rallies? And why are we going to have a camp meeting? And why are we going to do all this? So that Christ can be lifted up and somebody can see him and somebody would get some help. We're going off to these youth things. We're going to take the kids, and each one's a little bit different. And you know what? We're just praying that one would see Christ lifted up and either get saved or give their life to him and say, I'll serve you. Just so one. I thank God that he left the 99 and went after the one. Amen. The night that he came by my way, I was that one. The whole church, there's things going on, and God came down and spoke to me and said, you need to be saved. You know what, Brother Heitch? He was being magnified and lifted up when I got saved. That preacher preached heaven sweet, and he preached hell hot. I've told y'all before. Man, he'd come over here, and he's a little short, bald preacher, and he'd get over there, and he's sticking his finger here while I'm sitting over there, and that finger went all the way around the room and hit me in the forehead. You know what happened that day, Brother Heitch? Jesus Christ was being lifted up and magnified. He was being exalted. And I said, I need to be saved. The day I surrendered to preach, Jesus Christ was being exalted and magnified and lifted up. I said, Lord, I'll do it. I'll go preach. I want to do it. Lord, would you call me? Lord, would you use me? And I never thought in a million years I'd be standing here today. Would he be lifted up? Parents, what about it? In our home, is he being lifted up? Husband, is he being lifted up in our marriage? Is our wife the spiritual leader, or are we? Amen. Thank God for a spiritual wife. If it wasn't for a spiritual wife, there might be some husbands that wouldn't be sitting here right now. But a husband, man, we need to be that spiritual leader in our home. Is he being lifted up? What about it at school? Say, I go to a Christian school. That don't matter. Is he being lifted up? I go to a public school. That's fine. Is he being lifted up and magnified? They'll make fun of me. Hey, they're going to do it anyway. They'll find a reason. Lift him up. I tell you what, if I'm lifting up him and he's on my side, I don't care what. They can't do anything. Well, they might be able to physically hurt me. I'm telling you what, the creator of the heaven and earth is on my side. He's on my team. Lift him up. I've been mocked and made fun of at different places I've worked growing up, especially as a teenager when I first started working out in construction, and they'd mock and make fun, but I decided I didn't care what they said. I'd rather have Jesus Christ. Amen. But those same people that make fun of you are the same ones that come and ask you for prayer later on because their marriage is in shambles. We need to lift them up to our family and friends. Let me ask you this question, and I'm going to give Ms. Sarah come to the piano. We're going to eat here in a few minutes. This is more important. Let me ask you this question. Now, I ask if you lift him up, but does your family know that you're saved? Do they know you're a Christian? You say, why would you ask that? Because I know of some people that are saved, and their family has no clue they even go to church. Does your family know where you go to church? Do they know that you're saved? Do they know who your Sunday school teacher and your pastor? Why? Because you're going to talk about the things you care about. Amen. Do they even know you're saved? So, well, my whole family knows I'm saved. They know I'm going to be at church on Sunday. Well, praise the Lord. That's good. They know that it's important to you. But there might be some that they don't have a clue. Amen. Something to think about. Is he being lifted up? Is he being magnified in our home, our marriage, our family? He said, and I. He's the answer. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. You know what my prayer for our church is every single Sunday? Every Sunday, my prayer for our church is, Lord, would you please help us to lift you up so that you can do a work? So that you can help a home and help a marriage? I can't help nobody. Me and my strength, Brother Richie, I can't help your marriage, your home, your relationship with Christ. I can't do it, but Jesus can. Amen. And if I could just lift him up so you could see him, then maybe he could do something in your heart. Let's all stand, every head bowed, every eye closed. Miss Sarah, you play. If God spoke to your heart, would you come this morning? Hey, he must be magnified. He must be lifted up. We've got to exalt the Savior. We must exalt him. We must lift him up. There's some that have come. If God spoke to your heart, would you come? Say, Brother Andrew, I haven't been lifting him up like I ought to. Well, why don't you come talk to him about it? What about it, young person? Would you come? Did God speak to your heart this morning? And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. If God spoke to your heart, do not let him pass you by. She's playing as you're all on the altar, a sacrifice made. You want peace and sweet rest? You're going to find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Might be someone here this morning that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Brother Andrew, if I was to die today, I'm not 100% sure I'm going to heaven. It might be a young man, a young lady. It might be an older man, an older lady. Brother Andrew, if I was to die today, I'm not sure where I would spend eternity. Every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around, please. Brother Andrew, if I was to die today, I do not know where I would spend eternity. I don't know if I'm going to heaven. I don't know if I'm going to hell. Or you might say, I do know I'm going to hell. Would you raise your hand and say, Brother Andrew, I do not know that I'm saved. Would you raise your right hand right now so I can pray for you? I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to come get you. God can't get you down to the altar. I'm not going to do it. Brother Andrew, I don't know. All right. Now, again, I'm not going to come get you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm just going to pray in just a second. Say, Brother Andrew, I've not been lifting him up like I ought to. I've not been exalting him like I ought to. Would you raise your hand? And I'm going to pray for you in just a second. Anybody at all? All right, thank you. I see those hands. He must be magnified. He must be lifted up. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us. God, we thank you for being a great God and a great Savior. And Father, I thank you that you magnified your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that you lifted him up upon the earth. I thank you that you sent him to die on the cross for my sins. I thank you for Greg Estep. I thank you for Tom Gresham. Thank you for Mark McGahee, Lord. I thank you for these men. Thank you for my dad and my mother that magnified Christ in my life. Father, I'm eternally grateful to you for those things. And I pray, Father, you would help our church, those that raise their hand, God. I pray for our fathers and our mothers, our grandparents, our Sunday school teachers, our preachers. I pray, Father, that our goal would be to magnify you. Lord, in the streets, Father, on social media, Father, in the sanctuary, at our workplace, at our school, everywhere we go, the grocery store, I pray, Father, you'd help us to magnify you, to lift you up. I pray, God, that we be a church known for lifting you up, that we be a church known for giving out gospel tracts, for sharing the gospel. I pray, God, you give us boldness to do what we know needs to be done when it comes to our friends and family. Lord, if you don't do something soon, God, they'll die and go to hell. Father, there's some that may be saved, God, but they're living a miserable life. And I pray, Father, you give us the boldness and help us, Lord, to be the testimony we ought to be. Thank you, Father, for these here this morning. God, pray you bless them special. Pray you bless our food. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the preparation. God, I pray you bless our time of fellowship. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, we want everybody to stay in fellowship with us. Let's give the ladies a few minutes to get everything ready, and then we'll head back there. So spend time in fellowship for a few minutes while they get everything prepared.